Boeing to expand in South Carolina. Quicksilver's Sport 2S completes flight testing. And China wants its own moon rocks. This is Aero News for Tuesday, December 17, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. Boeing plans to begin construction in the second half of 2014 on a new paint facility on its main campus in North Charleston, South Carolina. And the company says that it has acquired access to a total of 468 acres in North Charleston to protect for potential future growth in the state. The company expects to begin painting fully assembled 787 Dreamliners in South Carolina in mid-2016. The approximately 230,000-square-foot facility will be used to apply customer liveries to Boeing South Carolina-built 787s. Today, all South Carolina-built 787s are flown to Fort Worth, Texas, for final paint and then flown back to South Carolina for customer delivery. Since late 2012, Boeing has been expanding its main South Carolina site to create more efficiencies and capabilities in production to meet committed 787 build rates. Under previously announced expansion plans, the company is adding 391,000 square feet to its aft body fabrication and assembly building, 42,000 square feet to its aft and mid-body component paint facility, 67,000 square feet in office and meeting space to its final assembly building, and a new 94,000-square-foot Dreamlifter Operation Center to be completed in the first quarter of 2014. Quicksilver Aeronautics has completed the entire flight test regimen required to comply with ASTM industry consensus standards that the company expects will lead to FAA acceptance of its Sport 2S SLSA. The Sport 2S, a strutted open cockpit side-by-side two-seater, is the first to complete the entire compliance package that demands more than 100 hours of flight testing. Those flight hours involved 236 takeoffs and landings that were demonstrated in crosswinds beyond 15 knots. In addition, Sport 2S stability and control were demonstrated without problems over the full center of gravity range. To achieve this, more than 50 stalls and 20 spins were performed with no abnormal characteristics. The company notes that these were flight test maneuvers that are expressly prohibited in normal operation of the aircraft. Quicksilver says they are ready to swiftly put the Sport 2S into production as a fully built aircraft once FAA acceptance is granted. The Chinese government says it is planning to build and launch a lunar probe that will land on the moon and bring samples back to Earth in 2017. The announcement comes after China's Chang'e 3 spacecraft landed safely on the moon on Saturday, the first spacecraft to do so in 37 years, according to a report from the Associated Press. The Chang'e 3's mission objective is to conduct scientific research for a year, and its accompanying Jade Rabbit rover will study the structure of the moon as well as search for natural resources. China says the Chang'e 3 and its planned 2017 mission are steps that could lead to a possible manned moon mission in 2020. China already has upgraded Chang'e 4's lander in development, which will be the precursor to the fifth probe. The Chinese government says its lunar program is designed to develop technologies that will allow it to conduct deep space exploration in the future, but also is a source of national pride. One space expert at the Shanghai University of Political Science and Law said the program is a way to show the world that China has the technological capability to conduct such missions and is, quote, also a way to win international recognition as a big power, end quote. I think maybe he meant superpower. NASA has selected Space Exploration Technologies Corporation, or SpaceX, of Hawthorne, California, to begin negotiations on a lease to use and operate historic Launch Complex 39A at the agency's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. The reuse of Launch Complex 39A is part of NASA's work to transform the Kennedy Space Center into a 21st century launch complex capable of supporting both government and commercial users. NASA made the selection decision Thursday after the U.S. Government Accountability Office denied a protest filed against the agency by Blue Origin, LLC. Since the late 1960s, Kennedy's launch pads 39A and B have served as the starting point for America's most significant human spaceflight endeavors, Apollo, Skylab, Apollo Soyuz, and all 135 space shuttle missions. Launch Complex 39A is the pad where Apollo 11 lifted off on the first manned moon landing in 1969, as well as launching the first space shuttle mission in 1981 and the last in 2011. A vintage Tiger Moth airplane has reportedly gone down in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of Queensland, Australia. Neither of the two people reported to be on board the airplane have been recovered, and they are feared fatally injured. The Australian Broadcasting Corporation reported that the pilot of the Tiger Moth was thought to have been taking a French tourist on a sightseeing flight when the accident occurred. The plane hit the water at a high speed near the Coran Cove Resort on South Stradbroke Island. Divers have located the wreckage of the airplane, but there has been no sign of any survivors, according to Senior Police Sergeant Lucas Young. He said the effort has shifted from a rescue mission to a salvage operation. The Tiger Moth biplane was originally produced in the 1930s and was used by the Air Forces of Britain, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand as a trainer. The Australian Transportation Safety Bureau will investigate the accident. When Aero News continues, ho, ho, holy crowded airplane, Santa! The countdown has begun on NASA's asteroid mission, and even the friendly skies look a lot like Christmas.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
The True Blue Power TS-835 series emergency power supply features lithium iron phosphate technology, resulting in an EPS that is 63% lighter than lead acid designs with a 10-year life expectancy. Available from your local avionics dealer.
Aero News continues now for Tuesday, December 17th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Airline Industry Trade Organization, Airlines for America, or A4A, has released its 2013 and 14 winter holiday air travel forecast, projecting 44.3 million customers will fly on U.S. airlines during the 21-day period that began Monday, December 16th, and will run through Sunday, January 5th, an increase of approximately 2%, or 41,000 more daily travelers. To accommodate the increased demand for air travel, airlines are adding seats to the market, principally through the use of larger aircraft. Planes are projected to be 80 to 90% full over the winter holiday period, with the busiest travel days expected to be Friday, December 20th, Friday, December 27th, Thursday, December 26th, and Friday, January 3rd, respectively. One of the lightest days to travel? Well, of course, Christmas Day, December 25th. NASA's OSIRIS-REx asteroid sample return mission began its countdown on December 9th at 7:43 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But don't load the kids into the station wagon or the SUV to head for Florida just yet. The countdown began with T-999 days. Yes, days, or almost 3 years till launch. The mission's launch window will open in September 2016. OSIRIS-REx is a University of Arizona-led mission that will visit a primitive carbonaceous asteroid named Bennu in 2018, obtain a sample from its surface, and return it to the Earth in 2023. The world will be able to follow along on the university team website and receive daily updates about the mission and asteroid science on Facebook. Twitter followers will get a special treat as the spacecraft begins to report on its progress as it comes together at the Lockheed Martin facility in Littleton, Colorado. The OSIRIS-REx mission promises to help scientists address some basic questions about the composition of the very early solar system, the source of organic materials and water that made life possible on Earth, and to better predict the orbits of asteroids that represent collision threats to the Earth. For the 20th year, United Airlines employees are making the holidays a little brighter by hosting fantasy flights to the North Pole for children facing illnesses or living in underserved communities. During these events, which kicked off at many airports this past weekend, children and their families board United flights to the North Pole for a special holiday experience. Upon arrival, the children enter an airport gate or hangar where United employees have strung lights, set up Christmas trees, and festively decorated to create a magical holiday destination. Children meet Santa Claus and local celebrities, receive gifts, and play games for a day of fun. Fantasy flights are entirely volunteer-driven. United provides the aircraft and event location, while employees and retirees volunteer their time to raise money for gifts and fuel, bake cookies, prepare food, decorate gates and hangars, and even don holiday costumes. More than 1,500 employees volunteer each year. And for many of the children, these flights also mark the first time they've ever been flying. Rudolph would be proud. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks so much for listening. You're now cleared for departure.